Okay, and next, today is the official first day of trout fishing season, April 1st in New York State. But there will be no first cast ceremony or really any other fanfare in Roscoe, famously known as Trout Town USA. That's the latest victim of the coronavirus pandemic. But the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is still encouraging people to get outdoors and fish while exercising social distancing and other precautions, of course. WJFF's Tim Bruno spoke to Phil Eggleton, owner of Trout Town Adventures and Guide Services in Roscoe, early this morning, just before he went out to cast a line, and they spoke about the joys of the outdoors and how the coronavirus pandemic is affecting his business.
We've been placed on pause at the moment, and we're waiting for this COVID-19 issue to pass by and things to improve. But fishing season is open, and the conditions are great for those folks who know what they're doing or are willing to experiment on their own and see what's going. We are not encouraging people to come at this time who are not in the area, though, and to stay at home and come. Conditions will get even better. They're good today, but they are going to be even better in the future.
Trout Town USA, there's a reason in Roscoe, New York, is called Trout Town USA. It attracts anglers from all over the country and the world normally.
You know, we have such a great ability, and not just Roscoe, Sullivan County, the surrounding area, New York State, and the United States. We long ago got away from the feudal system, so we have open water here and lots of public property where people can come and fish, and it really doesn't matter the class of people or their background, where they're from. So it's so much fun to see the melting pot that happens here, Tim.
Yeah, and so instead of encouraging folks to come from all over the world, you're still encouraging folks in the area to get out and to take advantage of being outdoors, connecting with nature, connecting with those open waters in New York.
We are, Tim. You know, whether it's the Willowemoc that comes through downtown Roscoe, the Beaver Kill, the Calicoon Creek, any of these tributaries, they are all loaded with these beautiful trout, and there's a variety of trout. There's brown trout, there's brook trout, those little pastures over in North Branch and Calicoon. A simple worm dropped in there is going to produce a fish that's vibrant with colors and fun and just a great tug on the line. So yeah, we encourage people who are here to take advantage of it, because this is a very special time for those who are here, because there's nobody else going to be in your favorite fishing spot.
I know you're a big believer in fishing, and you want to get first-time anglers out there too, whether they're young or old and experience that. What's some advice that you can offer folks who are first-time anglers that are going out there trying to experience this beautiful environment we have for trout and salmon fishing here in the area?
I would make sure that, you know, they have probably looked at what the regulations are and the rules where they can fish, or make an attempt to check with a fly shop or a professional. There are some waters that are border waters that are not open, even though we are in New York. Border waters with Pennsylvania may not be open. And there are some still tributaries where we have some rainbow trout that are spawning, and they're not going to open yet for a few more weeks as well. That being said, there's plenty of water. You don't need much, you know, a simple pole and a few worms. You can be out there and have the time of your life. And I'll tell you, we have people who are willing to help. The fly shops, the businesses are all available, and a simple phone call to any of the pros will result in some great information and conversation.
The DEC, the Department of Environmental Conservation here in New York, recommends that we follow, fishermen follow the CDC and New York State Department of Health guidelines for social distancing and COVID-19. That's all on their website. Again, that's trying to keep at least 6 feet of distance between you and others, washing your hands often. Have you heard from the DEC or anybody else about what you should be doing in terms of your business and you know, being a guide for folks fishing?
We absolutely have, and it's interesting that you mentioned that, Tim. The DEC sent out their headline to any professional who responds to email or other social media and said, listen, due to this issue, we do not want you out bringing people to the area, working with people, close concentration with people, and it's a non-essential business. So, in fact, we've been asked to not operate until this passes. And guides understand, you know, they're here. It is their livelihood, but we will work another day. And in the meantime, we want our clients, our friends, our coworkers to be safe and get through this as well. And it's good advice by the DEC. You know, we've got lots of room, but we don't want to spread anything. And we certainly want to have people here to fish another day. And that's part of one of the mantras of catch and release for trout. We also believe in fishermen coming another day.
Well, that shows your belief in the whole ecosystem, as it were. You're a lifelong resident here, 45 plus years. You grew up on the banks of the river in Roscoe. What does this mean for your business, though?
Well, it hurts, and it was starting to hurt before today.
Yeah,
but we're going to survive. We're going to get through it, and we'll probably have a crush of people who want to get here later in the year when the water is nice. So, you know, we're resolved to recommending that our folks get out some of those library books about fishing that they've been waiting to read or only just breezed through the last time. Go to YouTube, go to sites and read up about it. Think about your technique and read what other people are doing. You know, we're fortunate. We have the ability to learn so much, and there's so much information out there that we can improve and dream and plan for tomorrow just by the resources that we have available.
What does it mean for you personally, being out there fishing and hiking and kayaking in this land?
Tim, I'm going to fish today. It's ceremonial. It's important that we carry on where we can. For me, it, my friends that can't be here to fish, my father who's older and probably won't fish, some of that is ceremonial. It has personal, deep-seated meaning to me. So we are going to get out there. I can tell you I have a Brittany Spaniel, and I run him every day, usually for about 2 miles. We walk along the Beaver Kill, the Willowemoc. We see the eagles that are out there, and the water is in great condition, and you can't help but be out there and want to be out there more often when you see the wonders that we have. And truthfully, you and I and the rest of New York own so much property and so much land. We're out there enjoying that, and we can't wait to have people back who can enjoy it with us.
And if folks wanted to get some more information from you or any other advice and tips, how could they reach out to you?
They can reach us at trouttownadventures.com, trouttownadventuresandguideservice.com, or 845-665-9521. And we are happy to help them with any questions they have, any suggestions. We recommend that people work on their technique if they are experienced. And if you're a beginner, read some literature. Go watch a few YouTube videos and really get ready. Get excited about it, because this COVID-19 issue is going to pass. The fish are going to be here, and the fishing is going to be even better in just a short period of time.
Phil Eggleton, owner of Trout Town Adventures and Guide Services, Roscoe, New York. This is WJFF.